Hello and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the squad. Tonight we present to you the Queen's Court on Friday, November the 4th, 2022. So sit back, relax, watch what the Queens of AJ and the squad have for you tonight. You're going to love it. You're going to be informative. Something's going to be said that's going to change your life. Something's going to be said that you're not going to know. So we want to make sure that you are informed with everything you need to know for November. So sit back, relax, call a friend, go tell a friend. We got a seat for you, you, and especially you. And we can't wait to hear what you have to say with us tonight. Come talk to us, 424-243-9617. Press 1 if you want to talk. Welcome to the Queen's Court.
You are now listening to the Queen's Court on the 6-5 Radio Network.
You know, I know it's somebody out there maybe going through something right now, because we all do from time to time. And that's why I wanted to share this message with everybody. Don't let the rain steal your sunshine. You know, we living in real, real strange times, y'all. Well, you can't trust the closest of friends or your loved ones. Folks would rather tell you a lie before they tell you the truth. And chicken wings costing more than steak. Beans and cornbread ain't even cheap no more. Our young folks, man, they really going through something. And I know that just when you go through things, sometimes you can start feeling like nobody cares about you. But trouble don't last always.
You gotta hold on.
And it ain't quitting time. Ain't time to quit, y'all.
Don't let the rain.
Don't let the rain. Steal your sunshine.
Steal your sunshine.
Don't let the
don't
enemy.
Let the rain.
Trick you into believing it. Trouble lasts always. Cause it don't. You ever find yourself in a situation where you got more bills than you got bill money? Or maybe you're going through something with your husband. Maybe one of your children. Your boss, man. That makes you question whether or not you should keep going. Maybe you got a bad report from your doctor. And you're just doing all you can just to hold on. But you cannot let the drama of life steal your joy.
Steal your hopes and your dreams.
You know, without a test, there could be no testimony. And it's not going to always be easy. But I can tell you from my own personal experiences that trouble, it don't last always. But when you're going through something, seems like it's going to be forever, don't it? Just like bad rainstorms, thunderstorms, seems like it ain't going to never pass. But eventually, the sun, it starts back shining, don't it? You know God can take all of your mess and turn it into a masterpiece. That's why it ain't quitting time, y'all. We got to keep pressing on it. Don't let the enemy steal your sunshine, steal your joy.
Don't let the rain
and the storms of life steal your sunshine. Your boy Big Rob, and this is Miss Shirley Murdoch.
Don't get caught up in the rain.
And that was Big Rob and Shirley Murdoch with Don't Let the Rain.
Our Father who art in heaven, holy be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Heaven, your Son, Jesus Christ, deign that we ask and pray. Most gracious Father God, almighty God, we come to you humble as we know how this night, God, to give you the glory and to give you the praise, God, to thank you, God, for your keeping power, God. Thank you for your anointing power, God. We thank you, Father God, how you have brought us together once again, God, to worship you in spirit and in truth, God. For this is the day, Lord, that you have made, God, and you have blessed us in this day to be rejoiced and to be glad in it, God. But, Father God, we ask for your forgiveness, God. If we have done or said anything, God, to grieve your spirit tonight, God. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you will have mercy on us, God, and forgive us, God. Forgive us of our errors, God. Forgive us if we have said things, looked at someone in the wrong manner, thought the wrong thought. Throw the rock and hide our hands, God. Persecuted and lied on, God, or criticized, God. We know, God, that you are able to do all things, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father God, as the songwriter said, don't let the rain steal your joy tonight, Father God. And we ask, Lord, that you have given us, God, the fruit of the Spirit tonight, God. You have given us love, peace, joy, gentleness, goodness, long-suffering, meekness, faith, God, temperance, God, none that are such as, God. We know, God, that you are able, God, to do all things above all that we ask or we think, God. Now, Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew that right spirit within thee, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I ask, Lord, that you continue to uphold 6 Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the squad in Queens Court, God. But tonight, God, is all about you, God, and your ladies, your daughters, God, your queens, God, in the name of Jesus. We are the head and not the tail, God. And through you, Lord, that we can do all things, through you that strengthened us tonight. Give us that strength tonight, God, to endure. Lord, I ask that you keep my family, continue to strengthen and lift it up, Lord, and many others that we may know, friends and Lord, well, neighbors and community and colleagues, Father God. We know, God, that you're able to do it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, God, you're the healer, God. Save us, God, and we shall be saved. Heal us, and we shall be healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hear the broken hearts, God. Hear the bleeding hearts tonight. Hear the mother, the father, the son, the daughter. Father God, heal them tonight, God. Because, God, we ask, Lord, that we may say something, God, that may impede somebody, God, that we may give a nugget tonight, God, that we can feast on tonight, God. And, Lord, it's all about you, God. And it's all about planting the seed into someone else's life, God, knowing that they can, you will, and through you, Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:13 says that we can do all things through you that strengthen us tonight, God. Lord, we need your strength tonight, God. Hear our cry, God. Wipe the tears from our eyes, God. Help us to endure hardship, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we give it all to you. Bless our family, friends, loved ones, our church family, God. Bless thee in a very special way, God, because like no other can, God, we can't do anything without you, God. You're the head, God, in the name of Jesus. You are our guiding light and the driving force in our life, God. You are the promise keeper, God. You promise never to leave us, not to forsake us, God. And where you are there, we may be as well, God. But, Lord, we give it all to you tonight. And, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you will govern our tongue, God, in the name of Jesus. Govern our heart, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And when we go in the last mile of the way, God, please, dear Father God, give us a home in thy kingdom, God. For this is thy servant's prayer, God, that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, God.
10 p.m.
Amen. so much.
Amen.
So appreciate
Amen.
It. So appreciate it. Let me get these mics open to anyone who wants to
Amen.
Be heard. Press 1. Press 1 if you want to be heard and talk with the Queen's Court tonight.
Welcome
press
to the Queen's
one.
Court on the Six Eyes
Welcome,
Radio,
everybody.
Radio
Welcome.
Network.
Hello,
hello, hello. Hello,
ladies. It's the Queen's Court tonight.
Hey.
The Queen's Court. We got the boss man in the building. Hello, Mr. Six. How are you, sir?
Hello, hello, hello. How are you doing?
What's going on?
Good
evening to you.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I'm feeling better.
Thank God. God bless you.
All right, God bless
yes,
you all.
Yes, yes, yes. God is great. God is good.
All the time.
All the time, all the time. I think I got all the mics open. Wait a minute, I got another one up here. Let me get that one. Good evening, good evening. Welcome, welcome. Got another one open up here. Good evening, welcome to you, 440. Hello to you. All right, hi everyone, hello.
God bless everybody. It's Ruth here, how y'all doing?
Fine, how are you?
Yeah. Yeah, it sure is a nice day we had today. Man, was it beautiful.
Yes, it was.
Absolutely. And I was doing some advertising at Walmart today. I had a gentleman that wants to listen in tonight, so I hope he does call in because he has their number and he has the whole thing. So I told him he'd be excited to hear about the squad. So I think he's going to listen because he's a Christian man, and he has his own ministry called White Dove Ministry. So he might tell a little bit about his thing, too, as he calls me. And hopefully he'll call you guys. So,
well, thank you. Appreciate
it. So I did a little free advertising here. Yeah, he used to be my foot.
Thank you.
He used to be my, he was my foot doctor named Dr. Del Hunt. So he might be getting on. He does a little bit of more personal foot care now. He goes to people's houses.
Mm-hmm.
He does like a doctor on call kind of thing. You know, he goes and helps people with their feet. I think it's pretty cool.
For the podiatrist,
You'd be surprised how much money they make, too. It's crazy.
Oh, I bet.
Well, ain't nothing like a good foot massage, boy, I tell you. Ooh-wee.
You all sound so good tonight. You always sound wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Speaking of a foot massage, I'm thinking about a whole spa. Like, oof.
Okay.
That sounds so great right now.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I've been going into the YMCA to do aquatics. And it's been so much fun. I don't want to quit. I only have one more session left of my 9 sessions, and then my insurance cuts it off, and you only get to do it once a year for 9 sessions. That's not very much.
By the time you get here, it's time to stop.
So you do it once a week.
It's a lot of fun, honey. And then they have a sauna bath you could go into afterwards, like a sauna, and it warms you up. So, you know, it's kind of nice because in the winter, you know, it gets cold and you could get in there and just get warm before you go out in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool. So maybe you guys like to check out the water sometime, eh?
So as always, we'll check into everyone's mental. We're so glad everyone's here. Everybody's sounding good. So we're going to go through and check out our mentals and hope that everyone is well. Of course, as always, we'll start with our queens, especially tonight would be the Queen's Court, definitely. But I am the queen from North Carolina, and I'm good. I am so good. I'm going to leave it right there. I am so good. A lot has just went on this week, and it's all been good, and I have laughed so much this week, despite some things, but I'm just really good. I'm in a good mood. I'm in a good spirit, and I'm praying I'm going to stay that way. And I know the devil's busy, but, hey, shake him off and keep him moving. So with that, I'm complete. I'm good. And, yes, next queen.
Hi, this is Uncheckable calling from Chicago.
Check.
My mental this week is, it's very check, you know. Everything is good. Everything is great. Everything is fine. I can't complain. I woke up this morning and, you know, I am among the squad and, you know, Queen's Court, you know. We here. I'm check, so I'm great. I'm good. But y'all should be good. Check, check.
Right. Next queen, next queen.
Good afternoon. This is Evangelist Clayton, and I hear a lot of Tallahassee, Florida. Hey, 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 Queen's Court and AJ and the squad, thank you all for sitting back. Amen. Taking a load off your feet and being relaxed tonight. Amen. But I bring greeting to you from Tallahassee. And my week has been a very trying week. I had doctor's appointment. Amen. This week, rheumatologist and x-rays and so forth. And also, amen, I lost a family member a couple nights ago. She fell, and that was it. She fell, and she was gone just like that. And I also had a niece, amen, that was shot to death, 17 years old. Amen. So my plate is filled, and the trials come to make us strong, amen, but I give God all the glory. I give him all the praise in spite of situation, in spite of circumstances. I tell God thank you. I thank him for each and every one to hear your beautiful voices, because somebody don't have a voice tonight. But I'm grateful that you, I, and we have a voice tonight, and that we can make a difference in someone else's horizon. So I'm grateful, and I tell God thank you. The fair has started here in Tallahassee. This is the second night. And I just ask you all for your men of prayers tonight, because the games is on the rise. And I just pray that the children will be able to enjoy themselves and their families at the fair without any interruptions or any gun violences. Amen. They ain't got pistols no more. They got those AK-14, 47, whatever that they are. They have those. Amen. I just ask you all just to continue to let us pray you for one another. And I just pray for yourself, but pray for the whole wide world. We ain't seen nothing yet, but I'm great, and I give God the glory because I'm still here, holding fast to God's unchanging hand. Amen. I'm continuing.
Amen. Thank you. We definitely keep you prayed up. Any other queens
in
the house? Any queen?
Oh, honey, I was going to tell you guys something. You might want to pray for Dr. Oz's family. He just passed away.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, the Dr. Oz on TV. Mm-hmm. And I heard Wyona Judd, she passed away too. So we got a couple families to pray for there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. Any other queens? I just seen one.
I want to say hello to everyone out there. Hope everybody have a wonderful night. You're going to enjoy the show tonight. Me, myself, I'm awesome and amazing. That you can say for myself for at this moment. But you know that it is trying times out there. It's so much going on out there. But I do want to say this. If you get near a youth, say something encouraging to them. We are losing a lot of youth. So make sure if you get a chance to talk to one of them, be able to say anything to them, make sure you have an encouraging word. Our youth are leaving here real quick right now. So if you have an encouraging word, make sure you talk to that youth if you find one, because they are the ones right now that are really, really getting killed, and they are the ones that are really out there getting hold to all this stuff that is out here, these drugs and these guns. So if you get near a youth, say something. Say something that's going to encourage them. Say something that's going to change his mind, because, like I said again, there's a lot going on out there, and especially hitting our youth. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to say. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Any more queens? All right. Kings. Step on up, kings. I know that's right.
All right. Mental is doing good. I have been cleaning today. And I located my mother and father's diplomas.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
good. So I
get them framed.
Yeah, 1959.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm going to display them in the house, and I had a great day today. So just checking out the Queen's Court, AJ and the squad, and love you all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
How y'all doing? This is Two Piece in South Carolina. Well, my mental is off the chain, especially today. I did a big surprise birthday party for one of my baby moms that deserved it on her job. And the cake by Delicious Treats was like, oh, my job. Ooh, yeah, that's all I can say. And close your eyes and just wave your hand and say, thank you.
Peace out, greedy.
Can I give you a sausage? Can you be greedy, too? Why do it?
Crazy and greedy. That's his name.
Greedy. That's why I call him Creedy. Here come Creedy, y'all. Here come Creedy.
Everybody in the room.
He get real anxious talking about close eyes and squeeze a hand. I'm like, what the
hell?
I know how you get when you got that home, chew that food, and close your eyes. It's now you're here. Oh.
I think he be dreaming about food.
You don't know.
All right, next king.
It's AJ calling out of Cleveland. Good evening, everyone.
Hi, AJ.
Hi, Queen. I'm here. I know some of y'all know I've been going through some things up and down, but that's life as it goes. But I'm blessed. I'm here. So I'm thankful for that. My queen has been with me the whole way through my little ordeal. So I'm definitely thankful and blessed to have such a woman on my side with me. And I know I've been told some of the squad members been praying for me, so I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. It's the Queen's Court, and I'm glad to be here and honored to be in your presence. Can't wait for the rest of the show.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And I just want to say before another king jumps, I'm jumping right quick. If y'all hear him now, he still sounds a little stopped up. But God is so good, because just a couple of days, I probably didn't understand
nothing
this man was saying.
You tell him.
I mean, he sounded
like
scary.
A monster.
And it's right. And as sexy as his voice sounds. He sounded awful. He sounded terrible. And I ain't going to lie, I was scared. I was nervous. I was worried. But, you know, him being who he is kept his spirit up and tried to keep me calm while I'm worried about him. So I can't do nothing but thank God for giving him the strength that he's giving him to even sound this good, because he sounded awful. I mean,
you think I was going to miss a Queen's Court? Not on your life.
So I definitely thank God for you being here, baby. Definitely, definitely.
Thank you, baby.
How many other kings in the house? We got quite a few people. So anybody else want to talk? If you want to talk, press the 1. Come on, join the conversation.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared. Wait a minute, I got a 205 right here. Go, 205, go.
Hey, I told you guys I was going to be here tonight.
Come and talk to us.
Come on. Hope everyone having a great God Spirit day.
Good evening to your mama right now. Thank you for coming too.
Good evening.
It's always a pleasure to come with the group. I made a U-turn. I used to be somewhere else, but y'all going to be boss with me now.
Hey, we thank God for that.
Y'all got a
community
game here, you know. It's
right.
The community. It's a good, communication.
That's right.
All kinds of stuff be flying through the airways. I mean, it'd be sadness, it'd be laughter, it'd be sorrow, be head dropped, be head lifted, feet stomping and shout out and all that good stuff. But we, you know, the hats off to the ones in charge, the queen, of course, the queen.
Right, the queen's court.
I'm a queen, too, so.
You sure?
I know, that's right.
I know.
Ladies first. Ladies first.
Kings and queens work together, you know, and
okay.
Those two that say la 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 la, we gotta say, hey, here
wait
comes the bride, here comes the bride.
Okay.
I'll be glad when y'all say I do.
Uh-huh.
I'm on the road.
And
I hope everything gets in order for y'all to say I do to each other. You sound like y'all already do.
Gotta get that ring signed.
If we are going the right way, we got to have God in the midst of our life and everything going on. Without God, we can't do nothing. Everyone stay prayed up and lifted up.
Our ring size is 12. Never mind.
Oh,
everyone.
What flavor y'all want? Strawberry, blueberry, what?
So
y'all
stay blessed.
Thank you. Thank you, Mother Renee.
Thank you, Miss Renee. It's always a pleasure to have you in here. Always a pleasure.
Goodbye anytime.
Come on.
Oh. Any other queens, kings, anybody? Anybody want to speak? Anybody want to speak? Just press that one.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
We want to
hear
you.
How's your mental tonight?
We want to hear everybody's okay. And if you're not okay, it's okay not to be okay. Just come talk to us.
Okay not to be okay.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask Mr. AJ if he'll present us with our first selection, and we'll get started on some stuff that we have for you beautiful people tonight. So tonight we're just going to talk about November and some of the things that's happening in November. We know it's Thanksgiving. We know it's Election Day. Please make sure you vote. Please make sure you vote. If things
yes.
don't go right and you didn't vote, you can't say nothing about it.
Nothing.
So please make sure you vote. Time goes back this weekend. So sit back, relax.
You are now listening
wait
to
for
the
Queen's
Court.
Court.
On the 6-5 Radio Network.
Thank you.
sometimes this world can get you down. Just don't give up, don't dismay. What goes around comes around, they say. And if the sun should fail to shine, dreams of the sunshine of the mind. Hold on, hold on.
That was the Staple Singers with Hold On.
Thank you for that, Ms. Uncheckable. So November has a lot of National Awareness Months going on this month. We have diabetic eye disease, we have epilepsy, we have lung cancer awareness. We have National Adoption, National Alzheimer's Disease, Alzheimer's, I'm sorry. we also have children's homelessness. We have children's mental health. We have pet cancer awareness. So there's a lot going on this month. So what we need as queens, we all took a subject, and we're just going to share about that particular subject. And that was my particular song because I'm covering National Homeless Youth Awareness. And anybody that know me know that my passion is my children. I'm only birth one, but I call all my children my children. I deal with at least 500-600 children a day. And I treat them all the same way, like they're my children. Our children are hungry. Our children are living in cold. Our children are living in boxes. Our children are living under bridges. And there's nothing a lot of people can do about it. There's nothing some people don't even want to do anything about it. So back in 2007 was when they declared November to be National Homeless Youth Awareness Month. What can you do? Well, if you know organizations, start taking up, they said care kits, shoes, socks, canned goods, bottled waters, anything that can give a child a day-to-day survival kit. Now, we're not saying take all the kids and go take them in your home. We know we can't do that. But if they have to be out there, then give them something to be out there to survive off of. I watch kids every day, and I mean every day, who I know is going home to nothing, who's going home, depending on where home is. Home could be a cardboard box. Home could be in a car. Home could be under a bridge. Home could be anywhere. And it's not their fault. These kids didn't do anything to be homeless. Sometimes the parents didn't do anything to be homeless. The way the world is right now, we're all just a paycheck from homelessness. And I do mean we all are a paycheck from homelessness. If somebody came to you right now and said, you're not getting your money this month, or if somebody came to me and said, okay, well, you've worked all month, but we can't pay you this month, I don't know what I'm going to do. And that's the way it is for just about everybody. I had a young man that they brought him to me this morning and said he needs to right his wrong that he's been doing. Little boy, he's a twin. His family's always been fine. He's kept money in his account. You know, he buys snacks all the time. But he hadn't been coming to lunch. So they brought him down there to me today, and he was crying, and they kept saying, well, just tell him what's wrong. She'll help you fix it. So come to find out, some of my kids were getting two cereals. It's fine. I let them get it, no problem. So but they were going back to class. So this particular young man, when they turned their back, he was taking their cereal and putting it in his book bag. So this particular morning, he took a cereal out and sat there and ate it in front of everybody else. So the kid that he knows took the cereal from him said something to him today. And it just dawned on me, when the teacher asked him why he did it, he said, because I was hungry. So for this young man to say he's hungry, knowing I've known he's been fine all this time, something has changed in his household. Then you got the situations where they say you make too much money to get food stamps. So either this family is making too much money to get the food stamps, or they might not have even applied for food stamps because maybe they're too proud to apply for food stamps. But something has changed to make this little boy feel like he has to steal food because he's hungry. That broke my heart to see this little boy crying, having to steal a cereal, a box of cereal, a one-ounce bottle of cereal that he felt like he had to steal because he was hungry. I said, baby, let me promise this to you right here, right now. You would never be able to come to me and tell me you're hungry, and I would not give you something to eat. But you have to come to me and tell me. You can't take something from somebody else. But that's what it's gotten down to now. Our kids are going in these stores, taking this, taking that, to take it wherever, because they're not hungry, because they're not eating. There's no food. Our parents are doing whatever they're doing because the food stamps are coming. They're giving them out left and right. But you'd rather sell half of them so you can buy your hair, buy your nails, get your nice outfit, buy your child them shoes. For what? You'd rather for your baby to be hungry. And that just bothers me so bad that we're not paying more attention to what's going on with our kids. Like Ms. Fridenger said earlier, hug that child. Say something good to that child. Our kids are hurting. They are hurting so bad. And nobody's saying, I care. Nobody's just giving them that hug to say, you're going to be okay. So we're talking about the homelessness. They want to think that homelessness leads to violent behavior. Point and take, we're talking about Jamal Speaks. Now, if anybody knows who Jamal Speaks is, back here in, I don't know, latter part of 2019, 20 or so, Jamal Speaks was homeless, but he was a hell of a football player at high school. He wanted to play football, but they would not let him play because he didn't have an address. They couldn't verify that he was in that district, so they wouldn't let him play. So they fought and fought and fought and fought. He got to play on the football team. But he was still homeless But he got to play. He was good. He was getting ready to go to Temple University, this, that, and the third. But his homelessness had such a big effect on him that he killed his girlfriend, his 19-year-old girlfriend, and now he's sitting in prison because he was homeless and it got the best of him. What is it going to do to take care of our kids? That man should be somewhere on somebody's football field, not in jail, and that young lady still should be here. But when are we going to take our pride out of something and take care of our kids? They can't do nothing about what's wrong with them. I got into a conversation with one of our teachers because she said, oh, such and such has been so bad to me today. He's did this, he's did that, he's bad. The little boy she was talking about, I knew who he was. I knew his situation. I knew he goes home to an empty house. There's no food, dirty clothes, this, that, and the third. He's 9. What is he going to do about that? So I asked her, I said, you know, you can wake up in the morning and envision this. I want everybody to envision this. You as an adult, if you wake up in the morning, the first thing you can do, you can get up at your comfortable bed. You can go through your clothes and your closet, see what you want to wear. You can go get your running water, take your nice hot shower, get your hair done, put your shoes on. You know, you may go ahead into your car. You know, you get your purse or your wallet because you got money in it. You're fine. You're fine. If you go out here and you can't figure out what you want to wear, you have choices. You can't figure out what shoes, but you have choices. Your car got a flat tire, but you can get it fixed. Now, this same little boy, he woke up on the floor. He woke up cold. He woke up from somebody touching him last night. He woke up to somebody beating him because they were drunk and on drugs. He woke up to wear the clothes that somebody wore 2 days ago that nobody has washed yet. So if he wants to be mad, he has a right to be mad because he can't do a damn thing about what he's going through. And you got mad because he got mad and threw a chair. He should have threw several chairs. But we don't have the passion for our kids to do anything about it. We're so stuck on ourselves and what we got and what we're doing. Our kids are dying. Our kids are killing themselves. Our kids are going through so much. And nobody seems to care. And that bothers me. That bothers me a lot. And it bothers me because I know there's not so much I can do. But if each one of us, if each one of us is listening, if everybody says, I care, do something. Something. Just change it just a little bit. Even if you just tell that child, like she said, tell them I love you. I may can't give you anything physically, but here go a hug. I love you. You're going to be okay. Come on, let's go walk down the street. Come on, let's get some ice cream. Just something for them to say, I'm okay. There's nothing wrong with me. And that just bothers me so bad. So whatever you can do to help a child, to nourish a child, to give a child some sort of hope, please do it. Please do it. And I promise you, it won't take nothing from you. Your nice success in your life won't change if you do one little small thing for that child. Thank you very much.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Now, I know how passionate you are about these children, and so am I. Is there any way I can like, sit? So here's what it's okay. It's okay. Is there any way I can send you some money and just in case, let's say a child runs short on lunch or breakfast, that will it, and then we'll have money to pay for it? Is that possible? So somehow we can set that up?
Oh, definitely.
Maybe
every child's account, and I can put anything in any child's account.
You can?
Yes, every child in school has a lunch account, and I can put anything they give me to put in there.
Okay, good. Okay. So what I'm going to do, and hopefully the rest of the 6 Eyes Radio team will donate and give. I mean, if we can give $20, each to give $20, that's, I don't know how much lunch costs anymore because I'm old, but that will go toward lunch and breakfast. So if y'all are willing to do it, I know I'm willing. I can't speak for everybody else. But I will be sending you something and to give to these kids' accounts because nobody should have to go hungry. It's hard enough having to learn and then learning on an empty stomach, you know. So, absolutely, I'm down.
Thank you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Kudos. My hands are up as well. Amen. To God be the glory, whatever that I can give. Amen. I tell God, thank you. I want to say this right here. because my heart goes out to those that are hopeless, less fortunate, because I'm a living testimony. I've been out there, and I've been homeless. I laid in abandoned houses and cars. But last week, this week, Monday, this past Monday, the dumpster, the waste management comes to pick up the trash. You know how the waste management comes at 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning to pick up trash. I have to get an early start. Well, on this Monday morning, in a business garbage can, how they picks up those big brown for the trash and then for the plastic and all of those big trash cans. As they picked up the trash can to dump it over into the barrel of the waste management truck here in Tallahassee. There's no state and no city is exempt. There's somebody homeless, hungry, and naked and thirsty after Christ Jesus. And one thing for sure, once they dump that truck into the grinder, you know, when they dump it, sometimes those blades cut up stuff that you dump in those trucks. Well, as they dump the dumpster, there was a body that was in the dumpster, and he was wrapped up in like a croposite and stuff like that. He wasn't dead, but he got in the garbage can to stay warm because it was cold. He got in the garbage can to stay warm and to sleep. And once they dumped him, he woke up and he went there hollering, saying, "Help me! You know, I'm in the dumpster." And they stopped the truck. They stopped the blade running on the waste management truck, which that blade could have cut him up, chopped him up real, real good. Because somebody heard him. One of the workers that was on the truck, you know, they got a couple of workers hanging on the back of the waste management truck when they jump off and go grab the dumpster, the cans, and, I mean, the trash barrels and out of your yard and so forth. Well, if they had not heard that young man, it was a young man, if they had not heard him, he would have been lost today. It would have been very hard today. Somebody heard the cry. And that touched me. Listen, it touched me when it comes to the children, the little boys, the little girls, the older, our elderly, our seniors. That thing bothers me. It bothers me tremendously because I've been there. I ate out of the Goodwill can. I've been there. I laid in abandoned cars. I laid in abandoned buildings, hungry, getting clothes out of the Goodwill can. I've been there, and that bothers me tremendously to how our children are hungry today. They have no reason to be hungry today. They have no reason to be hungry. It's so much, so many food pantries and so many things going on in different areas. Our children should not be hungry today. Our children should not be naked today. Where is the love and where is the concern? We're running and we're fighting for this and we're fighting for that. Why can't we fight for our children, those that are hungry and naked and thirsty after Christ Jesus, those that don't have a place to lie their head? Amen. All night long, trying to be first to get into the homeless shelter. And then you're rejected at the door because they got all that they're going to take in. Mm-hmm. You're rejected where you're going to go. The benches in the park, various places. We need help. We need more love. And we need to reach out and help our children and our forefathers and fourth mother. Because we keep living, we're going to get older too. Mm-hmm. We're going to get older too. And a lot of children turn their backs on their parents when they're in the home, when they're in nursing home.
Older.
They don't even go see about them. And that bugs me because it took them to get us in the place and it took us to get our children in the place. See, we're not exempt. We're not exempt. I don't care what you got today, what you had yesterday, tomorrow ain't promised that you're going to have the same thing. So why not us men? And pick up somebody crying, solidly crying for help and food and hunger. You know, we did in all these different things, and why not be a home for children that are less fortunate, that will have a place to lay their head, and treat them with love. Treat them with love. Don't treat them like they is a piece of object and you making money off of them. Treat them with love and kindness, as God drawn us. So treat them with love. I'm completed.
202, your mic is open. Thank you for waiting. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hey, can you hear me now?
Hey.
Yes.
Mm. Okay, sorry, I was talking. I was so touched by you guys speaking about the children. How can we donate for those that don't know?
There's a few organizations. For me personally, if you're talking about to me, I can put my Cash App out there. I can send you a receipt for anything you pay. I just don't like kids to eat. This doesn't make sense. It makes no sense. And like Ms. Sheila said, we can build, right now we're building hotels on top of hotels, on top of hotels, on top of hotels. We're putting parking lots on top of parking lots, on top of parking lots. For what?
Yeah.
For them to sit there.
Yeah.
For what? You're not even renting locals to your hotels, but you just bring everybody in. But these kids are hungry. These kids are not eating. But you want to keep putting them parking lot. You want to put them in a building that's just going to sit there. But these kids are eating. We got to do better. We got to do better. You are not too good to where you can't help a child. And I'm not talking about the people that stand on the corner with the signs. I'm talking about these children. They can't do anything about what they're going through. Absolutely nothing about what they're going through. And it's not their fault.
Amen. Oh, my God.
And this is also a reason why a lot of kids don't graduate too, whether y'all know it or not, is because a lot of them feel like they don't have the right clothes, they don't have the right shoes, they don't have the right this. This is why a lot of kids get left behind, you know? A lot of kids get left behind because of this.
Enough is enough. 903, your mic is open, baby.
God bless you, my sister, but I was about to ask just the same thing, and I'll be listening for your Cash App. You know, reach one, teach one. And I'll be making a donation as well. And I oftentimes tell myself, I don't know nobody like that, but we do. There are our neighbors. There are, even though you are in North Carolina, they are our children.
They are
and
everywhere.
We reach out. It starts with me. It starts with me. It starts with you, 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 and you. So we can do this. We can do this. So I'll be listening for your Cash App. And may God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen.
You know, I'm sorry, I got I was told one day that I was somebody thought they were degrading me, and they called. Oh, they see ain't nobody. She's just a lunch lady. And I am. I am a child nutrition worker, and I am proud of it. And somebody had to make me realize that you are a lady that works in the lunchroom. But this is what you are. You are that person that everybody cannot wait to go see during that day. You are that person that everybody needs to see that day. You are the person that makes a difference when every child is going crazy and acting up. You're the one they take to, because right now all they need is something to eat. Because we know how we get when we get hungry. So imagine that child. So not that I was ever ashamed of what I was, because I'm damn good at what I do. But looking at it like that took it a whole lot further, because I know I'm making a difference. Because if all that child needs is that bowl of cereal or that extra scoop of corn, I promise you, you're going to get it. And I've told every director that I've had, if you ever see me giving a child some more food and they didn't pay for it and you feel like you need to find me, go ahead, because God's going to take care of me.
Amen.
That's right.
But I
Amen.
Just,
Amen.
So
that
whatever
part,
you do out there, you just be proud of what you're doing and be the best at it. And yes, I'm the lunch lady, and I'm damn good at it.
And you know what, Miss Lady, you may be the lunch lady, but to those kids, you're their teacher. They see what you will do for them. They see that, I mean, their teacher don't do it, but you do. And so they see
right.
you as a teacher.
You're right.
It doesn't
right.
matter that you're the cafeteria lady. To them,
you
you're their
right.
teacher because you're willing
right.
to give them a meal. You're willing to give them what they don't get at home. And that's
right.
a teacher. That's what it is.
And Nellie will come over and try to buy
me
a snack. And they'll give me some money. And I'll be like, okay. I said, okay, now you got to tell me how much you're giving me. And they'll give me, I said, okay, now you want this, this, and this. Now how much change you getting back? If they can't tell me the right answer, I don't even buy anything.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, you've got to know, you know, if you got a few pennies, a few dollars,
yeah.
you got to keep up with your money. You got to know what you spend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just, I,
see?
Kids are, yeah, they just,
And you, Queen, just think of it like this. You the connect, okay? So when they come to you, you the connect. You got all the snacks they want and what they
okay.
want. But you got what they need, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
You the connect.
Right
and you know what? You know what? You're depositing something. You're depositing something into those kids that they don't have, that they're missing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you you give them secured deposit into their checking and their savings account. I don't mean a bank account. I mean a secure checking and a secure checking and savings account. And as well, too, if you all that was on last week, we had a speaker that was on last week, amen, that let you know that hunger, I mean to let you know that she had to eat out of a can.
Yes.
She had to
Amen.
Drink out that can,
yes.
You can go back.
Same one.
Go back,
yep.
go back and listen. Go back and listen to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Amen to God. You go, that just goes to show
her,
you
what
the love,
what
what's,
her mama
the love
her that
what's the love from home. What's the love from home that you don't get. But you, yet still you holding on. Amen to God. You go, that, the, our speaker, phenomenal speaker. Gave you something that you can weigh on.
Amen.
Gave you something, amen, to let you know, amen, that it took something to get her to the place where she's at this day. This day right here, you know, and to be mistreated and to be abused and to go through so many things that she went through. Reach your heart. And now back right here today, let's not take this as Candace. Let's don't take this as something that we're just saying. This is R-E-A-L, real. You're dealing with real people, real children, real mothers, real elderly. You're dealing with those real people. They're real. They ain't a fantasy. They're not procrastinated, and they're not perpetrators. These are real people, and we must make a difference. As Missionary Logan, has said, you know, you gotta you know one knob, you know if you can take one,
amen.
Look at what our Father did. He took two fishes and five loaves of bread.
All right,
five thousand and had enough basket.
More than enough.
More than enough. And we can make a difference in somebody's life, and it will be more than enough. So whatever you do, let it be real. Let it be real. Amen. Because it's going to pay off. See, payday come after a while. Amen. It's your heart. It's your heart. Amen. Amen. I'm completed. Thank you so much.
Does anybody have anything else before we move to our next subject?
May I?
Yeah.
We used to play a game, you said, Mother, may I?
Yes, you may.
I just wanted to put that out there, but this is a serious matter, what we're talking about. Very serious. Everybody got to eat, even the children.
That's
they
right.
We can go a few days, but we got to eat as well. But these mm-hmm. children, they're younger, and they need more nourishment than, well, we all mm. eat the same thing, but we're going to start with the children first. When I first went in my apartment, I didn't even have nothing left, so I just let my child stay on my mama's house. And I didn't want nobody stealing my stuff because I had a house full of furniture. I was in a new place.
Mm-hmm.
But I did without at certain part. I had to say, hey, I need something to eat at a certain part. But I wanted my child to eat because she was just a child, you know.
Right.
And I later called mm-hmm. me and asked me, would I donate something to the children that was dying? That hit me so hard that ain't nothing they can do for them. But, and I said, well, you give people something, if they don't do right about it, that's on them.
That's
so
right.
I gave it to them from the heart. I'm a giving person. I'm a cheerful giver. I don't mind doing it. And the thing about it, like I said, if they don't do what they said, they going to do about it. That's on them. So I give my blessings from the Lord. I ain't pointing at you, baby. I'm just speaking out.
But the thing is,
I will hear your number if you don't. I know Pride and George, my daughter do, and I will participate on this because it could be my children, it could be my grandchildren. It is not mm-hmm. just because I'm being selfish. Children is children. If your heart goes out to children, they'll, no matter what color they are,
that's right.
Who they belongs to, they just need some attention for the eat and mm-hmm. a place to lay their head and
right.
you know, clean clothes and somewhere to bathe. You know, we all have to do these things, but we got
that's
to
right.
tend to the children, mm-hmm. make sure they have what they supposed to have. As older people, you know. And I will participate in it. I'm glad I was a part of this. And,
amen.
You know, be able to participate in giving something that's from the heart that these children can be much happier. I used to, let me say this before I be quiet. I used to make sure my children took a bath, had a good meal. Because that helps out in their schools and the next day. And they be the rest.
Right.
They be like got fed. And they be like had their bath. And see, sometimes
amen.
They didn't want to go to bed. And then they didn't want to get up either. I go in there and snatch the cover off them. That's a wake-up call. You should have went to bed. Should have went to sleep. Lay up there and rest
that's
anyway.
Right.
But, you know. That's what we want them to do, you know, where they can communicate better in school. But thanks for the topic tonight, and I will be a part of it. God bless.
Amen.
Thank
I'll be
you.
Brief.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. I'll be brief. Queen, just relax. Your king got you. We got you here at the 6 Hours Radio Network. So as long as I'm around, nobody's going to go hungry. And that's my word right there because I don't like it, and I'm glad you brought it up. So check your Cash App, and this is something I'll be doing ongoing because nobody should have to, again, worry about food and then try to learn. That's the hardest thing in the world to do.
So just
relax, and everything's going to be okay. And then I got another idea I want to run across you, but I'll run across to you off air with you and your king, and I think that'll be huge. I think that'll be huge, and it'll definitely offset everything that's going on.
Okay.
Amen. Right, praise God.
Real quick, why don't you go ahead and put your Cash App out there, Queen?
It is. What is my Cash App?
God property. Some property.
God bless you.
Thank you. it is. Oh God, I can't even think. Okay, so it's God's property is capital G, O-D apostrophe S, property, which is a capital P, R-O-P-E-R-T-Y, or you can look it up by dollar sign, heart, capital H, E-A-R-T, of, O-F, gold, capital G, O-L-D, 52, all one word. Again, it's dollar sign, heart, capital H, E-A-R-T, of, small O, small F, gold, capital G, O-L-D, 52.
Amen. We can do this.
Amen.
We can do this if I can watch the Lord do a great thing.
Amen.
Ms. Pride and Joy, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. King, can you get that second one, please? Or that third one? Or the next one? Forgot what order we was in, but everybody good? Everybody okay?
Yes.
Body's all right.
Yes, yes.
It's all right.
You are now listening to the Queen's Court on the Six Five Radio Network.
That you're running from, there's no hiding place. Love has problems, I know for their problems. We'll just have to see. Oh, yeah. If you just put your hand in mine, we're gonna leave all our troubles behind. We're gonna walk and don't look back. Don't look back, don't look back, and don't look back, baby, don't look back.
Put nothing behind you, let nothing remind you.
If your first love has broke your heart, there's something that can be done.
That was the temptation. We don't look back.
Okay, so let me apologize. Evangelist Clayton, you're actually up. I'm sorry. I was in the wrong order. I do apologize. Evangelist Clayton.
Okay. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, I thought PJ was going. Amen. But anywho,
she was, and I gave him the wrong order of the song. So that's my fault. That's my fault.
Okay. Okay. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Good afternoon, each and every one of you. And my topic tonight, blind love. Blind love. Young blind love. Amen. Young blind love. And what that is YBL, young blind love, blinded by the word love. You know, where so many of our young people, we're talking about our young people finding love to be blind. Love is blind in our young eyes. Amen. To God be glory. Simplifying and let us know. Love, amen. Now, today's love for our young people, 16, 17 years old, those are babies. Those are babies still in high school. They don't know what love is. But we're losing so many of our young people, young, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 years old and older. We're losing our young because they're blinded by this thing called love. They think that they're in love, and they don't know the meaning of love. Amen. To God be glory. And love is blind because I lost my niece. I lost my niece last week. She was shot to death, 17 years old, by a young man that liked her. And she didn't like him like that. But she talked to him. They were school. He went to school, to the same school here in Tallahassee, 17 years old. Young, blind love. He shot the car up. There were 45 bullets in that car. Shot the windshield out of the car. The bullet hit her in her neck, the right side of her neck, which took her out. Young, blind love. Amen. Parents, friends, loved ones, talk to your children. Talk to your children. Stop being so candid and loosely to let your children, 16 and 17 years old, just get up and go. Get up and go. You may have a great relationship with them, but it's something that they are not telling you. That they're not telling you. Amen. And we got to be nosy. Parents have stopped being nosy, going through their children's drawers, looking on their children's phones, not because they got everything now. The children that outsmarted the parents, the fathers, the mothers, the friends, the sisters, the brothers, and they take up for each other. Young blind love caused death in our community, in our social banner. Look at your social pages. Everything goes on social page now. Ain't nothing no secret no more. Our community workers, our policemen, they can just sit in their office now, prop their feet up, and see what you're doing now. They got locations where you wherever you go now, you can be located. You can be located. Young blind love causes death, causes grief. Young people, young girls, young men ain't carrying no pistols no more. They ain't carrying pistols. They carrying these big guns now. And they're loaded. They're loaded. 45 rounds, 13, 40, 15, 20 rounds. We losing too many of our young people. Young blind love, thinking that they're in love with my boyfriend. Mother, why are you letting your child say my boyfriend? Why are you giving them that right now? You know, that they, it's okay if they talk to you. I mean, if they talk to you about everything. You got to have a relationship with your children to talk about anything and everything. You got to have that relationship. Because when your child began to be young and silent and quiet,
yeah,
you got to know something in the milk ain't clean and something is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Something is going on. Young blind love. Our children are blinded by this thing called love. By this thing called love. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Thinking you got your gigolo. You think you got your buff man or a beautiful long-legged woman.
Get out of that. Get out of that. It ain't about that no more. It's not about that. We was young. We was blind. We was blinded by love. Love don't come with you beating on me. Love don't come, amen, you being abusive, and I'm afraid to talk to my parents. I'm afraid to talk to my friends. I'm afraid to talk to my peers because you're young, blind, and you think you're in love. You got to come out of that. Parents, you got to get with your children. Let them know that they can talk to you about anything. Suicide is on the rise for our young now. It's like they're not afraid of death anymore. They're not afraid of death. Blinded by this word called love. And you don't know what the word love means. Amen. Love come, amen, in all styles and fashion. But we got to open up. And we got to be real with our children. Mm-hmm. Parents, don't be afraid to talk to your young ladies, your young men. Don't be afraid to talk to them. You got parents afraid to talk to their children now. You're afraid to say anything because you don't know how they're going to retaliate. Children are killing parents now. Guns is on a higher rise than they ever have been. You can go out down the street now. A 13 or 14-year-old can get a gun now and have it right there in your house, and you don't know nothing about it. Because you done stopped being nosy. You nose about everything else. You nose and you run and tell this, and you run and tell that. Well, why don't you run and tell them the truth? Report them. Amen. Because, see, one thing for sure and two things we know. If you don't, the street will. If you don't, the street will. It ain't a darn thing that you can do about it.
Yeah.
Young, blind love. Well, our young are blinded by this thing called love. Stop looking for love in all the wrong places. Stop looking for love in houses and cars and silver and gold and man and fame and fortune. Love. Parents, love your children. You got those parents that don't love their children. That'll love the man's children before you love your own.
Mm-hmm.
And you give up all your food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
Dying for Lady Young, for that rotten man that sits there and play a game all day long while you go and hit the bricks and make them money. Stop being blinded by love. Stop being blinded by wanting to have a man. If you want to be kept, I promise you that God will keep you if you want to be kept.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused. Amen. I pray that I said something that may open up your eyes.
Amen.
That you may be able to speak into somebody else, a young mind.
Amen.
We're talking about young people tonight. That you may
Amen.
Say something that may encourage our young men and young ladies, amen, to go
amen.
Forward with their success in life. Let God put it together. If it's love, let God put it together when the time is right. 15,
Amen.
16, 17, 18 years old, you're not ready. You are not ready. Sit down. Amen. Your diaper is still wet. Get up and continue to persevere and press your way through. I'm completed.
Amen.
God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you for that.
Amen.
You got anything on that?
Hey,
Yes.
That's one of the things my grandkids don't like to talk to me because I'm always trying to tell them right. Because, see, I'm a woman of God myself. I want them to do the right thing and make the right choices, which all of us in our right mind want our children to do that. But, you know, I don't hardly see them or whatever. All I can do is pray for them. But when I do talk
That's
to them,
right.
I try to say the right thing, and I try to live the way so they can catch on to me. As my son, he liked my lifestyle. So if somebody sees something good in me, I like that. I'm going to be his role model. Even it's not the eye problem thing. it's a mind thing that we had to do the right thing ourselves, because I hadn't always been where I'm at now. And I'm so close, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey. And I ain't going to let nothing or nobody turn me back. Okay. And the thing is, I got an 18-year-old today, his birthday, November the 4th. He graduates next year because his birthday so late.
Yeah.
And he don't tell his mama nothing. But when it comes to grandmama, I'm always saying, mind your mama. Do what your mama tell you to do. She should not tell you to take no trash out when you know what day the trash go out. All that kind of stuff. Me as grandmama, I didn't give him nothing today because he's not obedient. He's not do what his mama says. He don't, really don't talk. He ain't no trouble, though, but he just don't want to do nothing. It wasn't but nothing for me to give him $50 for his birthday, but I'm going to save it for Christmas. Because their birthday's too close together. I got another birthday coming next week. And you know, she got more sense than all of it. She just four. She ain't gonna let you pass nothing by her. If she didn't do it, she gonna let you know she didn't do it. And I like that about her. She's very alert. Like, she have an allergy problem. She'll ask her mama, is it all right for me to eat this when I get sick from this? Are my shoes on the right foot? You know, I'm not trying to make her a big girl because she's a child, but being alert to what she needs to do, that's a good thing.
Right.
And she found a pill. It was her brother's pill. She said, this is not my medicine. This is JoJo's medicine. and the sad is, they asked for all white. And her mama put on some yellow and white underwear. She took them off. She said, they asked for all white. They was yellow and white. So... and she had like she'd been here before, but she's still a child. She's still, you know, she's lost in some things because she's a child, but she's very wise as a child. And I hope she continues to stay in that mold to do the right thing. I be one of them to teach them about the Bible. They learn these rap songs. They learn these crazy stuff on TV. They can learn about God. And see, they don't like to hear me talk because I talk about God and my 23-year-old, almost 24, she found her boyfriend on her job, and he's 32. And so maybe this young man may be a little wise and y'all might could get along because the woman that's on it, they fight and she's staying with him. They start toting clothes in the bathroom. I said, baby, don't start that, please. Now, if you go do it right, y'all might as well get married or leave it alone. Because you ain't going to get nowhere like this. You got to put God in it. My 24-year-old don't want to go to church. She worried about what other folks do. As a baby, this is an individual thing. You can't worry about what the folks do. You got to do what you're supposed to do for yourself. And everywhere you go from one church to another, you can't church hop. You got to be something no matter where you go.
That's right.
So you get your soul right. You ask God to clean you up and take inventory. You need to give God some of your time, baby. Don't be so busy making a living that you forget to live for God.
That's right.
They gave her a raise on her job. That's okay. That job is not going to last forever. You need to get your soul right. But like I said, they don't want to talk to me because I'm talking right. And that's the way I'm going to talk because they ain't going to turn me around. I can't do nothing but pray for them, y'all. And these young people, that's all we can do. And I hate to see them being shot up and stuff. I told them, you know, some of them messing with each other because the boy got, I said, make sure the boy don't have another girlfriend. You know, sometimes they don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mess with the other child. I don't like that either. said, that boy got another girlfriend, you leave him alone. Because they don't mind shooting and pulling the trigger or running over you. Have to use your head from under the hat rack or a pretty hairstyle. You got to use your head these days at all angles. Because if you don't, you might end up in something you can't get out of. But thank you. I just wanted to make that comment about that. Let's continue to pray for these young folks.
Thank you so much for that.
May I?
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say I'm going through that with my daughter, going through this, what Mama Sheila was talking about. It's just these kids don't listen. I know we did some things, but it's like these kids nowadays, these generations, it's just like, I don't know. They just weird to me. They say we weird. We act weird and strange. They're weird.
Right.
They don't want to talk to us. Everything is a
freaking secret.
And I just be like, oh. And I sit and listen to my daughter when she's doing hair, and her clients are talking. I find out more things when she's talking to her clients about what's going on, you know. And I'm
right.
And that's sad. And I be telling my daughter, share your location. I don't care where you at, but I really do. But I don't want to be looking on my phone all night, every night. Where she at? No,
right.
In case something happens and you need help.
Yes.
That's what's important.
Right.
And you know, it be peeling at night. I don't go to bed when my daughter leave the house. It's because I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared. I be trying not to, but I pray. And it's just, I can't sleep until she come home.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, my brother got killed back in 2000. I'm still kind of shaken up about that. And that happened years ago, you know. And it's just, I don't know. These kids are weird. And, you know, we did, like I said, we did stuff when we was younger. But, I don't know, we was more cautious. And, you know, we was having fun. It's not like it used to be. You got to watch your babies. You got to watch everybody. Everybody got to watch everybody. You got to watch yourself. You can't, sometimes you can't even trust people nowadays because you got to look out for yourself. You be thinking people trying to take stuff from you, especially in some of our situations being blind and stuff. You can't trust a lot of people.
Amen.
Like, oh, let me check and see if I got this. I hate checking my stuff 2 or 3 times a day. That just seems like I'm paranoid or something, but you have to do that now today.
Yeah.
And I just be trying to tell my daughter, please look out for your surroundings. Like, these boys, these older guys are snatching girls up. Like, it's just not cool. She want to go to these hotel parties and parties, period. And I'll just be like, be safe. That's all I can say, you know, be safe.
Yeah.
Because I don't want her to think, oh, I want you to go nowhere. But just be safe. Just be safe. They just had a shooting in Garfield Park area. Outside, 14 people got shot. Okay? It's just sad. Like, man, you just got to tell your kids every day, all day, I love you. When they leaving out the house, be safe. I love you. Because you never know. You never freaking know. Like, what can happen? I'm complete.
Right. Thank you, baby.
Amen.
So, Ms. Clinton, we thank you for that. So now, Ms. Friday and Joy, baby, it's number three. I'm sorry, it's number three. I do apologize for that confusion, but it worked out just fine. So, again, if you guys want to talk, just press the 1. We can open up your mic. We thank you guys that has been here participating in this conversation. Sometimes we need to just talk, you know. We just need to just talk. We just need to just get some stuff out.
You are now listening to the Queen's Court on the 6 Sides Radio Network.
Except you're caught up in a maze. You keep on going in circles round. You're trying to find a way out. But it's time I put on my cape and put that up on my chest. That I wanna come and say to you, but I'm not giving it all I see in him. I know you love him and you wanna make it work. And I can't help but think that I've known you first. It's getting louder, girl. Can I do it no more?
I can't do it no more.
Conversations on your sofa, telling me how we played you out over and over, over and over. But I'm stuck in the middle of seeing him. I know when you love him and you wanna make it work. And I can't help but think that I'm really burned.
That was Mario with Crying Out For Me.
All right, this is Ms. Pride and Joy, and first I'm going to be speaking on mental health with children. Everything is going to be about November awareness. Mental health consideration for children, quarantine because of COVID-19, to control the transmission of the coronavirus disease, the Chinese government has implemented strict domestic quarantine policy. As of March 24th, more than 80,000 individuals with COVID-19 and 690 individuals who have came close contact with individuals with COVID-19 that has been registered as quarantine, including a large number of children. Action has effectively showed the spread of new cases of infection on both the Chinese mainland and the rest of the world. However, resources have realized that such measures might have adverse psychological and none with the parents or relatives. Stress caused such sharp pain and change in the environment. However, children who are separated from their caregiver require special attention, including children that are infected with or suspected of being infected with severe respiratory syndrome. In local hospitals or collective medical observation centers, and children who caregivers infected with SARS or COVID-2 has been passed for the disease and health care. November awareness, Crohn's disease. Crohn's disease sparked depression to nearly half of the people with Crohn's disease battle mental illness. The good news, it's never too late to get help. You need getting diagnosed with Crohn's disease. And this young lady got diagnosed at the age of 16. It was the last thing that she remembered or expected or wanted to remember. It was a very difficult time as a teenager, losing weight, eating disorder. Instead, she had to learn and sit at home and learn about her system and how she was getting attacked through her GI tract. It was something that she would never get over. She would have this for the rest of her life. It wasn't easy to live with this at first. After 13 half dozen surgeries, the disease took a toll on her life. It nearly really would not go away. Then you got certain food that would trigger it. Flares, anxiety, depression. All of these things will flare Crohn's disease. Most people with Crohn's disease enjoy a healthy, active life. Well, there isn't a cure for Crohn's disease treatment. A lifestyle has to change to keep this disease in remission and prevent complications. Lifestyle changes can include changes of diet. People with Crohn's disease often need to adapt to their diets, so they have to keep up with their calories each day. Lactose intolerance can be an issue. Also with Crohn's disease, you may need to avoid dairy products if you find yourself with this Crohn's disease. You should avoid smoking because it can make your condition worse. You need to talk to your doctor about this disease and check with what's right for you and your lifestyle changes that you will have to make. The telephone number is 1-888-689-88. 72. History. Native American Heritage. The month is November. Mark National Native American Heritage Month. An opportunity for every person in the nation to reflect on our share of national history and honoring our tribal nation and tribal citizens who called his land home. Long before the United States became a country in 1990, former President George H.W. Bush officially nominated November as National American Indian Heritage Month. Therefore, as the most commonly referred to as Native Heritage Month. During National Native American History Month, we would explore the heritage, culture, and experience of people, both American people and Indians. How they live and how they share with their own and their communities. In the White House 2022, rededicated ourselves to honoring the tribal promoting tribal self-determination and upholding the United States, Solomon Trust and treating responsible ties to the tribal nation American, and has proclaimed on always delivering promise of equal respect. The Native American for countries, broken treaties, deposition, lands, policy, population, and ways of life. But despite this part, history, people, their government, and their communities has presented their government position of flourishing, their teachers, their schools, their scientists, their doctors, their writers, their business, their leaders, and elected officials in uniform, and such more, they have made contributions to the country, to progress. We must do the same. We must do the same for our country, our Native Americans. We have every opportunity to succeed, and their expertise inform federal policy. Making that is why engaging in meaningful consultation with leaders, particularly it comes, right reserves, management and stewardship of federal land, consideration of knowledge and other policies that affect Native people. That is always why our opportunity and I appointed our secretary. She is the first one to work here. She created new jobs for us. She created opportunities for us. She created a rescue plan for us, one of the largest investments in Indian country. Native American heritage. And for the person for mental health for children, this telephone number, if you need it, is 1-877-995-5247. Again, 877-995-5247. And it's mental health for children. Mm. And that's me. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Appreciate that.
Amen.
So much this month. So much.
Amen.
Yes.
So we're going to take a break and pay a bill, and we'll be right back.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Thank you so much. Do not text and drive. And wear those seatbelts. Wear those seatbelts. I get on about that out quite often. Everybody good?
I believe so.
Yes.
We definitely have one more exciting queen of the squad. She's actually got a couple of things she's going to talk about, and she's going to go into one of her favorite hobbies also. So it's one, two, number five, please, baby. And while we wait for that, we will say thank you, everybody, who has come out and participated in our conversation with us tonight. Like I said, sometimes you just got to talk. You know, just have to put things out there and just let people open up.
You are now listening to the Queen's Court on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Yeah.
that was real. What X Factor?
And Miss Uncheckable.
Hey, hey. Hey, queens and kings.
Hey, hey.
Hey, it only make it right to talk about the book first after that song. Only thing I can say is Brenda Hampton. You guys need to go check her out. She's a great author. I'm reading this book series. It's an 8-book series called Naughty. The two main characters in this book is Jalen and Nokia. They've been on each other since they were little kids. Jalen's mom passed away, and his dad just ran off, never came back for him. So he's having a lot of, you know, mom and daddy issues. No one's there for him. But his grandfather passed away and left his first wife millions of dollars. But she didn't want it. She gave it to Jalen. So Jalen is a millionaire. He was a millionaire when he was 18 years old.
Wow.
So he did a lot of investing. He even worked for an investing company. So he's a, you know, he's a little male whore. He loves women. Women love him. He's sexy. That's what they say. He's sexy with the gray eyes and nice body and stuff. And he just juggle women, but Nokia always stayed by his side. You know, he never committed to a relationship, but the book is really good. It goes on and on. You'd be like, but they stopped it already, but it's really good. You guys need to go check that book out. I don't know if you guys are book readers like me, but I love books. And I say I give this a 5.5 stars. So go check out Brenda Hampton. Naughty. It goes on and on and on to the 8th book.
Naughty.
I'm actually in the 8th book. I just started it tonight. So hopefully I'll be finished with it by tomorrow or tomorrow.
Wow.
But check that book out, though. I'm telling you, it's good.
Naughty.
Maybe if you guys check it out, we can talk about it. I like talking
about
it.
Yes, definitely.
Also, I'm going to talk about National Diabetes Awareness Month, which is November, yay. Diabetes sucks. I found out I had diabetes when I was 8 years old. I didn't know what was going on. My mom didn't know what was going on. I was still wet in the bed, and my mom used to whoop me. I'm like, why is she whooping me? I couldn't get up. Like, I didn't know what was going on, you know? And mom was like, you were too old for that. I'm like, I know, but I couldn't get up. I couldn't get up. I couldn't make it to the bathroom. So that went on for months and months and months until my grandma said, you take her to the doctor. Something got to be wrong with that baby. So my mom took me to the doctor. They gave me a bunch of tests, and it came back that I was a diabetic. I was a type 1. I was a heavy little girl, you know. I liked to eat all the snacks my brother and my sisters was eating, but I couldn't, you know. And I didn't really let no one know that I was a diabetic. At that time, I really didn't have friends like that because I was still young. But, you know, when I'm in school, I used to go home for lunch. I mean, because my grandma used to stay across the street from the school. So I used to go home. My grandma fixed me lunch or whatever. I did want to go to the candy store and get cookies and candy, but I couldn't. My mom used to make us breakfast on Saturday and stuff. I had to eat the nasty syrup, the sugar-free syrup, all that stuff. That stuff was nasty to me. And I was really mad, but now since I grew up and found out how diabetes worked, you know, you can eat whatever you want to eat, but eat it in moderation. A lot of people don't know about how important your hemoglobin A1C is. That's really important. That tells you how your sugars have ran for the past 3 to 6 months. Some people have real high A1Cs, but me, I pat myself on the back. My A1C has been down for the past years. I have actually gotten down to 5.9. This past month, I went to the doctor, to my doctor's appointment. It was at a 6.1. I drink a lot of water. I love water. That's the main thing. Drink water. Forget that juice and soda and slushies and stuff like that. You can have it, but moderation is the key. It's very important to go get your eye exam every year because diabetes can get in your eyes and ruin your eyes. Actually, that's what happened to me. I was just careless with my diabetes. Didn't care, you know. Just was doing me. You know, I didn't want my friends to know. I wanted to go out and drink, you know, pop and sodas and juice and everything. I really don't drink liquor. A lot of people thought that that's how I lost my kidneys, because I was drinking. No, because I was never a drinker or never a smoker like that. I just was not taking care of myself. I was eating a lot of things I should have not been eating. Just being careless. And it's very important because diabetes can mess up a lot of things. A lot of things in diabetes run hand in hand, like high blood pressure, kidney disease, eye disease, like glaucoma, your retina can detach, all type of mess. And it's just like, I just try to tell people what I've been, what I went wrong at, you know. I try not to let you guys go down their roads. So I like to talk about it and tell people, like, take care of yourself. Because one day it might be too late. Because I was walking around back in 2007, walking around, I'm a slender female. I went from wearing a size 6 to wearing spandex. I was getting, I thought I was just getting thick. I was like, oh, girl, you thick. Nah. That was fluid building up. When I lay down, I went back to a size 6. But when I got up and started walking around throughout the day, I was like, why is, I'm telling you, I couldn't barely fit in my jeans. I was just thinking I was just gaining weight. See, I'm like, oh, okay. Then one day I got the nerve to go up to the doctor because I knew something was wrong with me. And that's when I went into the emergency room and they asked me, how are you walking around? I'm like, what do you mean? Your blood pressure is high. And they took labs and this, and they told me, you have kidney failure. You eventually go on dialysis. I was so devastated. Diabetes. Wow. I eventually went on, I got out the hospital in March of 2007. They sent me home with a bunch of water pills and all this and that, do this. But every time I walk around, I'm still like, I got asthma. Like, I done walked up a bunch of stairs. I done worked out. And it was just time. They told me to come in. They put the catheter in. I was really scared about that because that catheter can kill you if you get it, you know, dirty or wet or anything like that. I was just crying. I was like, no. But I've been on dialysis since 2007. And I just say you got to have a strong mind to deal with the things like diabetes and taking insulin and pills and getting stuck with needles and all that stuff. You know, you really have to have a strong mind. And I was in my 20s when I went on dialysis. Now I'm 40. I'll be 41 next Sunday. And it's just, it's a struggle. And please believe, it's not easy. It's not like a walk in the park. Not at all. But like I said, take care of yourself. You don't want to have eye disease and you end up blind like me. I'm blind, and I beat myself up about it like, I wish I could see so I could drive because I'm getting tired of waiting on people to depend on people to do stuff for me. And it's just, it's really rough when you got to depend on someone else, when you're disabled, you lost your sight, you can't get around, and you got to wait on the bus, and the bus had you on the transportation for 3 to 4 hours, and you just, like, you want to cuss everybody out, and you, like, oh, I just hate dealing with this. Some people would like to give up, but giving up is not in my resume, so it's no room for that. It's no room for that. So take care of yourself, people, because you, like I said, you do not want to end up blind. You do not want to end up on dialysis 3 days a week, sometimes 4, getting stuck with your needles, and sometimes they can't get it right. You got to get stuck 3-4 times, and it just be like, should I give up right now or what? But I'm complete.
Check.
Thank you for that. Very informative. I just had a question, Ms. Unthinkable. Is that something that's in your family? Is diabetes in your family?
Diabetes run on both sides of my family. My grandfather, my mom's father had diabetes. So far, that's all I know who had diabetes on my mom's side. My grandfather had it, and I think one of my cousins has it. But my mom ended up getting it after the fact I got diabetes. That was so strange. My mom got it after the fact. My oldest brother, he did not have it. He did not have it. I don't know if he would have, you know, developed it or whatever if he didn't pass away. I don't know. But on my dad's side, yes, my daddy's father has it. A lot of his brothers and sisters has it. My little brother has it. Yeah. And low sugar run on his side, too. Because my auntie have low sugar reactions, but she don't even have diabetes. Her sugar just go low. But, yeah. And another crazy thing is my mom ended up, before she passed away, she ended up going on dialysis, her and my dad. Before they passed away, they ended up going on dialysis. The hospital was like, oh, their organs are shut down. And it was just so weird because I went through the same thing my mom went through. And I'm just like, oh, man. But it's a crazy thing to go through. Like, when I say I'm going to work, I'm not going to work. I'm going to dialysis, but you got to make it fun.
That's right. Okay. Well, we're glad God is still keeping you safe and you are still here with us, so.
Yes, amen to that.
Amen.
Okay, anybody else have anything for Ms. Unthinkable? Check.
May I?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I check of the heart. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. Amen. God just miraculously does what he do. And we can't question how God does things, but I'm just grateful, amen, to just hear your story, amen, because I too have glaucoma, and I'm a pre-diabetic, and I take the pills, you know, I take my family and so forth, but I tell God thank you for who he is, because on this journey is a learning journey, and that's for sure. You know, so we today, you know, we may think that we're in good health and everything and doing our features and cream, but you just don't know. You just don't know. So I'm just grateful. I'm grateful, amen, that God is strengthening you and he's giving you the mobility and the mindset and the strength to just press your way through and not give up and not throw in the towel. And that makes me happy just to see you and see that smile and that joy down within you. Amen. I just say, daughter, you just continue. Amen. To be that living witness for many others that want to give up, that get tired and want to give out. You know, want to give out. Because I know I lost my brother that was next to me to diabetes, and he would go 3 to 4 times a week as well, too. And he got to the point where, you know, he was in so much pain until he said he would rather have his legs cut off from his knees down instead of being in such a pain, excruciating pain. But I tell you, I thank God, amen. I thank God for who he is. And I thank God, you know, God called my brother on home. But I give God the glory and the praise that God gave me the opportunity to spend time with my brother. So I'm just grateful. And thank God for you, daughter. Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just want to say to Ms. Check, continue to be strong within that. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And just keep your hand in God's hand, because everything you're going through, I don't know how you feel, but I know how I feel. I know I had diabetes at age 12, totally blind now as well. I've been on the dialysis thing. To see you from there, from 2007 up to now, that just really strong, because the little time I had it for 6 years until I got my transplant, I couldn't stand it. That's a struggle every day, so I commend you on that. And just, you know, keep on doing what you're doing, you know, testifying to people about it, teaching people about diabetes, take it seriously, and just continue. That may God order your steps in the right path, and you just keep strong in everything you do.
Thank you, Crazy.
Creedy, that's creedy.
And you know what? Let me say this to you guys. I just found this out back 2 weeks ago when I was signing up for school with my counselor. And my counselor was like, well, how long you been on dialysis? And I was telling him, he's like, you never tried to get a transplant? I said, you know, I went to try to get a transplant. They told me at the main hospital I was going to that they did not accept patients in wheelchairs. So they recommended me to another hospital. And the other hospital said, oh, yeah, we accept patients, you know, in wheelchairs. For 2-3 years or 4 years, I can say at the most, I've been going back and forth doing transplant workups and everything like this. They see me coming in this wheelchair, you know. So all of a sudden they say, oh, we want you to go to the orthopedic doctor. I went to the orthopedic doctor, and I said, hey, they want me to come see you. They think you can help me. And he was like, I think you can walk. Did they ever tell you you can get a hip replacement? I said, no, never said anything about a hip replacement back when I got surgery in 2015. He said, I think if you get a hip replacement, you'll be able to walk. It's going to take some therapy, but you'll be able to walk. I guarantee you that. So I told the but he wasn't the right orthopedic doctor I was supposed to see, because he don't give hip replacements. So they told me to go to this other doctor in the same hospital. I went to him. He said, oh, I'll give you a hip replacement, but after your transplant. I'm like, that's backwards, you know. So I told my transplant surgeon that. And he was like, oh, why did he say that? I said, I don't know. Maybe you need to talk to him. You know, you guys are in the same hospital. So he's like, okay, we'll make our decision. We'll let you know. We'll send you a letter or call you. They sent me a letter. They didn't call me. They was avoiding me, you know, ignoring my calls and stuff. They sent me a letter not even 4 days later and told me that they took me off the list because of orthopedic. And I was like, really? All this time I've been coming back and forth to this hospital, my family, all this work. I had to take 22 bottles of blood from me, all this stuff, this stress test. And you tell me you take me off the transplant list? And I'm like, I have, like, seniority on it because I've been on dialysis for so long, so I'll be at the top of the list when I get on the list. And my counselor was like, that's a lawsuit. I don't care what nobody say, because you can't take no one off the transplant list because of orthopedic issues. So you telling me if somebody was paralyzed and they needed a kidney, you could get them a kidney because they're in a wheelchair?
But why do they put, I mean, the kidney is more important than the hip surgery. So why do they do that?
I don't know. They said it because orthopedic issues. My kidney doctor at dialysis said I never heard of that out of all the years I've been a kidney doctor. And he said they will only deny you for getting on the list if you have cancer or you're abusing drugs. And he said, that's not your case. And that's what my counselor said. He said, you need to look into that. You need to look into a lawyer, a disability lawyer or something. And I've been having a hard time. Like, I don't know where to go, you know. And it's like, he said, it's not too late. That happened last year.
I want you to try Becker and Becker. I don't think they just deal with Ohio. Called Becker and Becker. And they handle such cases. Check with them, and I'm gonna see if I know of any others that I can recommend you to. Because, I mean, that don't make any sense that you got to wait to get your hip done, and your kidneys is more important than your hip. I mean, hell, you ain't going on Dancing with the Stars.
Right, and that's what I didn't understand. Like,
yeah.
So, like, when they told me that, yes, I got depressed, because I feel like I've been doing all this work, my family going back and forth, we scared to go. Some of my aunties are scared to go into hospitals. Hell, I was too, because of COVID. Everybody's nervous about this COVID mess. And I was like, you had us going back and forth. Do you know how many times I got stuck with needles, stress tests, couldn't eat, and so afterwards? Mm. That's just too much. And I just feel like I said, I'm not giving up, but I just want to cool off on going to a transplant clinic at this time, because that really teed me off, you know. And I want to look into it, you know. Like, that's just, I feel like that's just wrong.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. And I have a cousin that's on dialysis, too. I'm going to reach out to him and see if he knows of any resources or anything like that.
Okay.
And also, I had a cousin that just got his hip replacement, and he had a transplant first. He was in a wheelchair the whole time, just got his hip replacement, going to therapy now. So I know that with my doctors, I'm going to get Dr. Solomon, if I may, get you in touch with you. But they do that MUSC all the time. They got people who are paralyzed from the neck down that get their transplant. Once they get their transplant, they got people who will work with you to do that exercise that's needed after transplant. So I know,
and you know what?
I don't know what they're doing, but they do that lot here.
Yeah, and I told them, I'm like, I transfer myself to my bed, from my chair, to my chair, to my dialysis chair, in the car. I know how to, you know, exercise. Like, it just had me so like, are you serious? And the surgeon, he is so rude. He has no bedside manner at all.
Mm.
No, none at all.
Mm.
And I feel like they should have just told me that in my face. You already knew what your decision was.
Right.
You could have saved your paper and your envelope.
It's unfortunate, though. You know, they like to experiment on people, feed you all kind of BS, knowing full well. You know, it's unfortunate, like they say, but if you don't have the money, yeah, 9 times out of 10, yeah, they're going to, like I said, they run you around and they give you a bunch of BS. I would definitely look into lawyer. Putting it, you know, reaching out to your local television, news. Yeah, because that what's going on needs to be a spotlight put on that. You know, and we're all great advocates around here. And I think that's something, Ms. Check, you could put a spotlight on. Because that's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's real crazy right now.
And my counselor was like, it's not too late. That just happened last year. I think it happened in June, July, one of those. And he said, it's not too late. He said, you looking for that, looking to a lawyer or something. And it was just, I don't know, like around that time, I was just like, all this going back and forth on transportation to tell me that you can't give me no transplant. I can't go on the transplant list. And my uncle said, And for sure, if they say, oh, we give you a transplant, oh, you can keep your transplant because I don't want you working on me now.
Exactly.
I do not want to go back to the hospital at all. I was like, it's crazy, but
Let me make a suggestion because they're nationwide. Morgan and Morgan. Reach out to Morgan and Morgan.
Will you guys send that to the group message? I appreciate it.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
I sure will.
Thank you.
And I'll send you the 800 number for Morgan and Morgan as well.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Okay. You're welcome.
Well, that sounds like the cherry on the top of the program right there to me.
Well, if you don't mind, real quickly.
I don't know. I was going to get you to say something. You've been kind of quiet tonight.
Well, let me get this over real quick. I just want to say to the women, and I do mean women, of the Queen's Court, another great, beautiful, classic, beautiful, just beautiful. And I want to tell you that I appreciate each and every one of you for the special qualities that you add. It's just amazing. And I'm glad to be around you in your presence and to be a part of, you know, a continuation of what we have going on. Like I said, we do on AJ and the squad, but, you know, there, like I said, it's all about the children. And I know when you have the Queen's Court that there are lots of young women, lots of young girls, and you give them hope, you give them faith, you give them, you know, that like you say, maybe that just that little bit that'll get them through. So I just want to say thank you for all that you do and all that you've done, and just another beautiful classic show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
As we should. What you thought it was going to be?
I know, but, you know, it's just like knowing, and like I say, then you hear it, it's just like, you know, it's just, you know, it's so beautiful. You know?
That's what we do.
Check.
You better know what
I like. They're modest.
Yeah, maybe on, never mind, you don't do that. Modest, man. Let me just say this real quick before we get out of here, like I always do around this time. God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And we all say amen.
Amen. Can I say something?
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Everybody, every single one of you guys on this podcast show tonight, please go out and vote. People, vote.
That's right.
Because this world is going to be jacked up if you do not vote.
Yeah.
We already in a messed up situation. So please go vote.
That's right.
I don't want to hear, I ain't going, because it ain't going to make a difference. Go vote. Okay?
It does.
Check.
That,
and
man.
I
want to
see y'all voting stickers on the Facebook
page.
That's right. That's what y'all should do. Represent. Be a voter. Ain't nothing wrong with you.
Yeah, and another thing, if I may, you know, think of you winning money, or think of you winning something that's going to, you not hear me?
Yes, we can hear you right ahead.
Yeah, think of you winning something, because people stand in line for Black Friday and everything else. I mean, it's nothing more important than standing in line to vote. You know, nobody has nothing to have the liberty of voting, because if they take the voting away from you, you're going to be pissed, you know. So get out there and exercise your right to vote. Take it away from you, you're going to be bitching. So get out there and vote. From the Six Eyes Radio Network, out there and vote.
And if you don't vote, you can't say nothing about what how things turned out.
That's right.
Go vote like y'all played that Mega Million tonight, baby. Okay, because I know
part.
I played, so I'm going to vote.
And set them clocks back tomorrow. We're falling back.
Oh, that's right.
Back.
That's right.
Enjoy that extra hour.
Amen.
Enjoy that extra
hour. May I say something on that voting?
Yes, ma'am.
Do not be intimidated when you go to the voting poll and someone trying to infuriate you or intimidate you to not vote. Don't be infuriated or intimidated. Vote. Go past that. Don't let anybody that's standing there think that they got the upper hands on you to infuriate you not to cast your vote. Cast your vote. I have
right.
already voted. Thank God Almighty, Father already in.
Me too.
You
and
voted already?
You go vote.
Yeah, I did.
Before you go vote.
Yeah, I did earlier.
Okay.
Right.
And please bring your own water. Bring your own water because they're doing that, not handing out water again. And
you
it might
say
be.
It.
Just bring your own water.
I don't leave home without my metal bottle with my ice and my water.
Yeah,
that's a must.
Yeah, they're doing everything they can to discourage you from voting.
And make sure that you are actually researching the people you're voting for. Don't just vote because
exactly.
they're Democratic. Don't vote because they're black. Don't vote because it's a woman. Research the people you're wanting to vote for. Don't let somebody tell you who you need to vote for. Don't say, here's a straight Democrat. Research the people that you are voting for. And if that
and
person
the
doesn't,
issues.
If you're
and
not
the
pleased
issues.
That person, right. If you're not pleased with that person, don't vote. You have to vote for who works for you. So do your research on the people. Do research. Don't let anybody
Please
see you
read
vote.
Those issues before you vote for them. If you don't understand, there should be somebody there. Excuse me, ma'am, sir. Could you
right.
clarify this for me, please?
There's cheat sheets all over the world. So if you don't know the people, who the people you're running for, go get your cheat sheet. Look them up.
Oh, yeah, you can go right to the certain websites and look up every candidate
mm-hmm.
that's on the ballot
right.
this year.
That's right.
You can research every
that's
issue me. That's on the ballot. Like I said, there are a lot of important ones depending upon where you live. So read before you start the checking.
Yep. And make sure whoever you vote for, you circle them in nice and dark and complete. So you circle them circles in. Good.
That's right. And
so it can count.
Number two pencils, because they're going even as far as getting the same pencils, but they're number one. The printer won't read out unless it's number two. So they're doing everything to discourage.
Mm-hmm.
So the only ones that read.
And we
so
found out that
question.
They're trying to give you
yeah.
pens. 1 second. They're trying to give you pens to fill in your holes. Do not use a pen to fill in your holes. Use a number two pencil. So if you got to take your own. But do not use a pen to fill in those holes.
I have a question. Is it too late to do the mail-in vote?
Yes, I did.
I think it is. Yeah, I think it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because you had to order them. You had to actually, like, you know, apply for it, send in for it, and then they mail it to you, like, 2-3 weeks ahead of time.
Okay.
And then you have to have it in a week before. So Tuesday is, I believe, cutoff day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless you already have it. But you would already have the packet. They send you a packet and you fill it out. Now, if you had already had your packet, then if you could get it there, you have to have it in the mail before the 7th. But you can always take it down to wherever they're taking in ballots and turn it in. Up to Tuesday. But after that, they'd be invalid.
Mm-hmm.
And the last early vote, did it end today or is it tomorrow also? Does it run through tomorrow?
Early vote ends
tomorrow.
Yeah, because we're down here till Tuesday. So.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in Ohio, we're till Tuesday. So we're going to, like our last day down here to vote is Tuesday.
That's it for early voting?
I don't know about early voting.
Early voting ends tomorrow. Early voting, you can go anywhere and vote. But on Tuesday, mm-hmm. you have to go to your own particular location.
I'll be quick for you.
I got to find where my poll is because by me moving, it's not right across the street from my house. I'm
right.
at the park.
When you move, I was just going to say, when you move, you have to re-register when you move.
Oh, I did that already, but yeah.
Well, I'm just putting that information out there because a lot of they don't tell you these things
Yeah, they don't pay you.
Yeah, so
but
if you
know, when you go
and
get
you
your
register,
ID renewed,
you
they
to,
tell
yeah.
you. You they register you, yeah.
Go ahead, you may.
I just want to say that don't get discouraged and sit at home and say, well, you know, I'm blind, I can't, you know, go out there and do it. I have nobody assist me. There are poll officials that are trained there to help you and assist you. You can also have the right of taking a family member with you and say, I want this family member to assist me. You got curbside. They even have it now because I pushed the issue 2 years ago. They have it in Braille in grade one and in grade two. So you can't say, I don't know grade two. They got in grade one Braille. They got in grade two Braille. They also got the headphones where you can go by your head, you plug a headphone in. And it will navigate you through every single part. So don't make that an issue and say, I am blind, I can't hardly hear. They have all that equipped, set it up for you to assist you. So don't let that be an issue. And somebody come towards you and say, well, you can't vote today, please alert a poll official immediately and tell them about that person so they can remove that person from that area.
When I go in to vote, I don't have any issues when you know they see my cane, and I have an assistant that takes me over to the voting table, and they put these headsets on my head. I don't have an issue hearing, and then it just tell you to press because it give you this button that you press like you're playing a game, you know, a big button. And name the individual. All you do is just press that individual and it marks that individual. It walks you straight through it. You don't have no issues with none of the poll workers there at all. You have no issue. They put you right in your spot, and once you complete it, your light goes off. And you're done. You walk over to the pen machine where you put your ballot sheet in, put it in there. They direct your hand to push it in there. And once it's pushed in, it says, I have received it. And you're done. It's nothing difficult at all. It's nothing difficult at all, you know. So they're there to help you. And you can also, if you have a person of care that's with you, the person of care can sit next to you as well. So you don't have no issues.
So someone to me, there's no excuse.
No excuse.
At all.
No excuse. No excuse, and it's easy. It's not hard being blind, not hard being crippled, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard at all. All you do is just press. If you hear the name, and it's going to read it, going to read everything that's on that ballot, going to read everything on that ballot. If you want to re-vote for this particular individual, you know, I was listening to Carolina, the voting that was going on in Carolina, in your area today. I can't think of the lady name that's running.
Sherry Beasley.
But, her. That's her. Amen. That's her.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So, I don't know much about her, but I heard her talking. And I said, wow. Wow, she
the first
like African
American female senator we have in our state.
Definitely.
So we
don't
have
again,
no situation where you just don't right. That's another one of those situations where you don't vote just because she is. I made a mistake of doing it in a big election a couple of years ago, and I have been so disappointed. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna leave that right there. So.
Right.
Ooh. I'm going to leave that right there.
And fall into it.
And another tip that I want to leave with you, we ain't got no excuses. That's even in the Word of God. He lets us know you ain't got no excuses because God's Word comes in all forms and fashion. Now, did you know? You can't say, I can't read it, I can't see it.
Mm-mm.
You can listen to it.
That's right.
You ain't got no excuses.
Audio,
so you can't make no excuses. Let us don't make no excuses to the poll. Get out and vote. And as Queen them has said, if you don't vote, you don't have a mouth. Don't say
nothing.
That's right. You can't say nothing.
I hate that when people do that.
don't get it twisted.
Nope.
Nope.
What you talking about?
Look, they even have a Bible on Audible. So
yes.
Yeah. Right.
You can even ask your Alexa and Echo and Ziggy, Amazon. What's the devotion of the day? Come on now.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. Come on, exactly.
Right.
It'll read the whole chapter for you. If you want to read certain verses, just tell it what to read. It'll read it. It'll read it. No excuse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a King James.
So before we get out of here, Boss Man, you got anything else to tell us?
Tomorrow, check us out at 11:30. That's 11:30 Eastern, 10 Central, and 7 Pacific for the Kicking It With Six Eyes Pride and Joy, ATL.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you check it out tomorrow. And Nicole, check it out. 424-243-9617. Please like the AJ and the Squad page. And also, there's a Six Eyes Radio Network group, so make sure you guys like that as well. And steal some of the people. Amen.
Amen.
God bless. We're all family. We're all family. So you ain't got to.
And speaking of us all being family, isn't there something else we're all supposed to be sharing? Is there something that you want to tell us about?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
We were awarded the Biden Award.
Mm-hmm.
So the station got the Biden Award. So great job. Let's keep going only up from here. Amen. That's what you were referring to, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Award.
You got to say
winning.
Great job to DJ ATL staff for picking it up.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think it might have been one of his shiny jackets. He wears some interesting jackets.
Navari.
Well, is there somewhere we can find that? We like to put that on our page and let everybody know we are award winning.
I'm a
big show.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk to him tomorrow because he got it last week, so I want to make sure everybody gets a copy. So I'm trying
don't
to figure
you,
out.
You
how
might
exactly.
Copy, you might leave it at home.
So
no, I can always leave everything. I wish
yeah,
I
well, if he leaves that, he definitely be at Jake's Frying Fish. Definitely.
Well, he said he left his stuff in the car.
You know what? I had the award, and I pulled off and left it on top of the car.
Right.
See if I can get in touch with it. Yeah. So,
congratulations,
you know,
to everybody. That's a big honor.
Congratulations with everybody, because like I said, it's us.
It's a cupcake.
Yes. And Chad and LeVar says good night. Please say
good night.
And LeVar.
And to our listening audience, remember Miss Untouchable's birthday is on Sunday. So show Miss Untouchable lots of love on our Facebook page, AJ and the Squad.
Hey, you was reading my mind. I was going to say it's going to be a real queen birthday next Sunday.
I got you.
Thank you,
boo. Lots of love, please, to Miss Untouchable and her great job on all the music that you hear. That is heard live and in color. So, yes, thank you, Miss Uncheckable, for all you do. Thank you, Squad, period.
Thank you. You're welcome. No problem.
Special qualities you
thank
all
you.
Add.
Thank
it takes
you.
All of us to make this work, and it's working beautifully. Thank you so much, everybody. Yes. Yes.
I'm doing the paycheck show.
Beautiful. Yay. Baby, you want to get that? And we'll close this on out. And we thank you guys. Like I say, join us tomorrow for DJ ATL and our own queen, Miss Pride and Joy, as they bring you the hottest topics on Saturday. Woo-woo. We definitely thank you guys for listening. Thank you for hanging out with us this Friday night. Check us out next Friday. Ooh-wee. That's all I'm going to say is ooh-wee.
Thanks,
everybody, for coming.
You are now listening to the Queen's Court on the 6-5 Radio Network.
Catch y'all next Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Have a great day, everybody.
Check, check. Don't forget the boat.
Boat. And set the clock back.
That's it.
Brother, there's far too many of you die. You know we got to find a way.
You got
to bring some loving here today.
That was Marvin Gaye with What's Going On.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Bye.